standing by now is Ian Williamson, who is the CEO of Old Mutual. Ian, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the opportunity to engage this morning. And welcome to Biz News Briefing. 5th of November, the US election is upon us. I suppose we have to just start there in terms of, have you been watching the news flow?
I must be honest, I've put my head in the sand a little bit about this thing. The last I saw, it's neck and neck, and you know, we wait and see what the outcome will be. I think it's the implications for markets and for global policy are quite profound. So I think we're really going to be sitting on the edges of our chairs for the next 2 or 3 days as we watch the countdown.
Looks as though it's neck and neck. All eyes will be glued to those television and radio platforms over the next couple of days. But let's bring it home and to the South African space. I want to talk to you about the environment. We seem to be building into this positivity. I'm hearing it from a number of different leaders around the Government of National Unity, around traction that we are already seeing on the ground, bearing in mind that the election was only in July. So this has been pretty speedy traction if we're starting to see that translate into tangible results. Let me stop there and get your thoughts on how you see things unfolding.
Yeah, so I completely agree. I think that the environment is probably the most positive in a decade in the country. It feels like a better version of what we had during what everyone called Ramaphosa in the first round of the Ramaphosa election. But this time, I think it seems to be backed up by quite a lot of concrete things that are going on. So, you know, if I think about the fact that, as we all know now, load shedding has been a thing of the past for a while, there's every prospect that that's sustainable, looks like. There's a big pipeline of further public-private solar energy capacity that will come on stream by the end of this year to further de-risk the demand-supply imbalance on the electricity side. And then on the logistics side, which is, you know, there's those three legs, the business-government collaboration agenda. ESCOM was one. The second one is the logistics area. And there, I think, again, you see some solid improvements in some critical areas. Some of the critical targeting parts are a little bit better. I've heard a stat from somebody the other day that their pipeline of supply for the first time is the demand, the order book is very full. And they supply these little connectors that connect the railway sleepers to railway lines. And they said this is the best business they've seen in 4 or 5 years. So there's some little micro data points out there that seem to indicate that, you know, things really are progressing and there's real stuff happening. And then if I look at, there's been quite a bit of progress in the background on some of the climate corruption stuff as well. But what we really do need to start seeing, I think, to kind of close that circle is some slightly more progress on the prosecution side. So I think in all, that's all good. That's then, I think, further supported by the interest rate cycle turning, inflation coming down, the rate has strengthened, petrol prices have come down quite significantly, inflation's down, inflation expectations are down even more. Interest rate cycle started to turn. I would expect another rate cut in November. And, you know, that's all good for economic growth and the health of the consumer. So lots of reasons to be optimistic and a lot more positive than we've been in a while. So, and I think that mood is pervasive. You know, everyone I talk to is a lot more positive than they've been in a long, long time.
We also appropriate at this point to get an update on Old Mutual Bank. Now, you've just laid the landscape of a healthier consumer. So looking to 2025, if we continue to see that interest rate cycle coming down, and the consumer getting more and more buoyant, it's really going to lay a positive environment for the launch of Old Mutual Bank. Can you give us any updates on that side, Ian?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a team hard at work building the infrastructure for the bank for the last 2.5 years. That's now finished. So we have the infrastructure required to run and support the bank from a technology perspective, call center technology, core banking systems, all that sort of good stuff. We're really excited about what the guys have produced. We've got a fabulous app that'll go live in the new year. What we now need to finish off is the constitution of both the board to oversee that company and the executive team to run the company with appropriate skills that the regulator's comfortable with from a banking skills perspective. And because at our core, we're not a banking business historically in South Africa, at least we've obviously had to hire in some people to provide those skills. So that's the piece that we're just finalizing. Once that's done, we'll be good to go. And the intention is that'll be early in the new year. As you say, I think landing in a relatively positive environment, but equally into a very competitive space. So, we're not doing this with our eyes closed. We know what we're up against. But as I say, we're really excited about the proposition that we'll bring to market, that we think it'll be something new and fresh and exciting. And, give the core middle mass market consumer in South Africa another option. And I think quite an exciting and compelling one.
So we're just waiting for checks and balances, if I hear you correctly, from the regulatory environment, but you as Old Mutual, ready to go as soon as you get the green light.
Yep, we are ready to go. Absolutely.
While we're talking about positivity and building momentum, let's also look to the G20 presidency, which is going to take place next year on South African soil. And when I talk about the presidency, obviously we're taking that over from December, but the summit itself will happen in South Africa. This is going to be an event unlike any other that we've seen on South African soil. The G20, Ian, are you excited about this?
Yeah, it really is quite huge. Now, we take over from Brazil the presidency in December, and I think it creates the presidency itself, I think, creates an opportunity for South Africa to influence effectively global policy around economic integration, trade opportunities, etc. And I think what the president has said is that the intention is to work with the AU, who also be involved with G20, to further the agenda around some of the African integration issues. The African Free Trade Continental Agreement has been in place for a while now. It's got some quite good traction, but equally there's some barriers. And some of those barriers are related to some of these things that can only be solved at the next level up. So there's an opportunity, I think, in this G20 positioning to progress some of that agenda. The summit itself is a huge opportunity for South Africa to showcase, business opportunity, business capability, particularly for businesses that are involved in things like import-export, logistics, etc., some of the more complex trade issues. So I think there is a huge opportunity. And as you say, it will be an enormous event. I think if the Brazilian one is even to go by, that will be really huge. And I think the hotels in Joburg are already trades for that period of time. So, really exciting, and I think really looking forward to that.
Ian, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you joining us this morning and fitting us into your pressurized diary. We look forward to engaging as Old Mutual Bank comes to reality in 2025. As long as you keep me on the hot list in terms of that news flow, we'll be very happy here at the BizNews community. So Ian Williamson, thank you very much for your time, sir, is the CEO of Old Mutual Group joining us here on BizNews.